Okay, my name is Ernest Jones, and I've been a member of St. Luke's Church since 1956.
Okay.
I'm Alicia Jones, Ernest's husband, Ernest's
Wife.
wife, rather. And I've been a lifetime member of St. Luke's since 1935.
Okay. So you all answered my first question, which was how long you've been at St. Luke's. I guess the follow-up to that was what brought you to St. Luke's? And I think, Alicia, you said you've been a lifetime member.
Yes, my parents were members, and I was christened, well, I was baptized and confirmed and married there, and hope to be buried from there.
All right. And Ernest, what brought you to the church?
Well, when I was Baptist. I grew up as a Baptist, and when we got engaged, I decided that I felt that the family should worship together. So I joined St. Luke's, her church, because of marrying her. That's how I joined through
Okay.
Alicia.
Okay. So as you've been going to the church, and both of you have been there for some time, what do you know or recall about the history of St. Luke's, the founding of St. Luke's? Could you speak to that a little bit?
Well, from what I have been told, many years ago in the early 1900s, before St. Luke's was established, many of my parents' friends, my parents were both from the British West Indies, from the island of Montserrat, and many of their friends who also were from the islands were worshiping at Trinity Church on the Green. And they left that church and built St. Luke's Church on Wheeler Avenue because they didn't feel welcome at Trinity Church. And they were, from what I was told, were relegated to either the back of the church or not on the same level as the white parishioners who were worshiping.
So Ernest, you mentioned a little bit about outreaching. What ministries or community projects, engagement, initiatives, whatnot, had do you all remember St. Luke's being involved with throughout the
Well,
years here?
the things that I've been involved with was quite a few outreach programs. I did the breakfast for the homeless for 20 years after I retired in 1998, and from 1999 until now, I worked on the breakfast for feeding the homeless every Wednesday morning and picking up. The Stop and Shop was very generous to us with giving us food, and I picked up
Okay.
the food and served it every Wednesday since 1999. And I also worked with taking people to the doctor appointments. That was one of, and since 1977, I've assisted the priests in visiting the sick.